He looked like he's kind of fun to catch.
He is fun to catch. He's got good command of his. He's got really good command of his slider. That's a pitch that I feel like he can throw almost any time in the count. And just, you know, that's big. You know, he's got good command, and he has a nasty one that he can throw. You know, a little bit firmer, a little bit harder. So he knows how to play with his slider, which is nice. He's got good command of his fastball. Knows how to elevate. And then his changeup, he threw some good ones today. We're working on it, but really it's just, you know, every time we put it down, it's a good result that comes from it. So, you know, definitely a positive outing for him.
How would you grade that pitch?
How would I grade it? It really depends. It depends. It's a pitch that you throw off your fastball, and the main thing that you want is you want it to come out looking like a fastball. So if he keeps his fastball down, he's able to throw that changeup off that same plane. That's how good you grade it. I feel, you know, if you're not locating your fastball, and you know that's what we're looking for. We're looking for him to really command his fastball and then work everything else off that.
Is it good enough yet where you think it can be a good pitch for him in the regular season? Because a lot of guys put it in their pocket once the season starts.
Yeah, and he in the meeting we had before the game, he was like, I want to work on my changeup today. And Larry immediately told him, we're going to use it. We're going to use it like you would use it during the season. So, but he wants to – I like him because he wants to work on the stuff that – on his – on not necessarily weaknesses, but on stuff that he doesn't really – has mastered yet. You know, he's got really good feel for a slider. His fastball, you know, the velocity wasn't where it's going to be during the season, but he had good fastball command, and that was key.
The strikeout of Victorino, wasn't that a changeup?
Yes, it was. It was a good one, too. Yeah. Down in the zone, started on the same plane as his fastball, and then just kind of died a little bit. And then he threw another one that Brown hit a line drive to third with, and that one was more side action to it. He kind of got to the side of it a little bit. When he stays down through it, it has a little bit of depth, and kind of has the same spin as his fastball. If he gets on the side of it, it has different spin. Hitters recognize that a little bit.
And you will, as his catcher, I mean, you were a little surprised that here's a guy that's supposedly working on this pitch, is not nearly perfected, and yet his first game out, he had pretty good success with it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because when I caught him in the pen, he already had a good idea of it, and he had been working on it for a couple weeks with Larry already, or a week or so. But you know, when something clicks and something feels good, automatically you see results. And I think the new grip that he's worked with Larry kind of just immediately clicked with him.
Because I mean, a lot of guys, it's often said, you know, you gotta have a changeup. But some guys never learn it.
It's true. Not everybody can have a feel for that pitch, and he seemed to, you know, have a decent feel for it. It's not something. It doesn't look like it's that difficult for him. So, I don't see why it couldn't be a good pitch for him.
Did you call for it like a regular season game, or did you call more because?
No, I called it just like I would, you know, in the season. You know, I didn't want to. Obviously, I don't want him to get beaten in certain situations with it yet, because we're still working on it. But there were some situations where, you know, that dictated that it was the right pitch to call, and he's game, so it's good to see that.